Spoken words contain and refrain. I speak persistence with designer bags full of false hope and deferred dreams made by Gucci. In hopes of finding a brother whose confidence doesn't come from his Armani suit, and his insecurities are not wrapped in designer sweaters made by Gucci. I speak for little girls with pigtails and those that pick their tails to tell, because no one really listens to the real stories they tell. For those who have lost their pipe dream, so now they smoke dope from a pipe just to help them dream. I speak for the welfare of children that have been used as pawns for welfare. And no one seemed to care that they foster low self-esteem, and like river stream, they stream and run through foster care. I speak because we've become soul while allowing others to plant lies and deceit in our soul. And because we're not planted, we destroy ourselves and our planet with poisonous seed that grow like wild, wild weed. I speak for those who say we should band together like a spectrum of colors in a prism. But I ask, why are we the majority color I see in prison? I speak. I speak for the ancestors that lie in Rhodesia's hollow graves, and they hollow and hollow and hollow each time one of their own besieges a Rhodes Scholar. Now called Zimbabwe, where thousands are dying of AIDS and no one comes to their aid. I speak for those who elevate themselves with platform heels, because there is no platform where they can be heard or others hear. So they lift themselves with lyrics by India and the miseducation of Lauren Hill. I speak for sisters who rap their mad issues and big hairdos and bad attitudes and Erica Badu head rap, and brothers that take bad raps and get bad raps because the only comfort they get comes from their music called rap. I speak like Sojourner Truth, for my soul journeys for the truth. I say be aware of those that prophesy, call themselves prophets, but at your expense and mine they profit from lies. I speak to those that claim blacks are dysfunctional, but I say no, we just can't function at a distance. Like the sea is lost without its salt, a mother earth would not exist without her dirt. As a child clings to a mother's skirt, so that we once clinged to the mother Africa. But now we are the repercussions of slavery and its aftermath. And we shall always feel the emptiness and impact of that. I speak. Because like a caged bird that hides her song, I hid my words far too long. Because I had been told that I could not speak. I speak.